1995年6月27日清晨。
June 27, 1995, early morning.
爱荷华州 Mason City.
Iowa, Mason City.
一名金发、笑容明亮的年轻女主播正准备去上班。
A young female anchor with blonde hair and a bright smile is getting ready to go to work.
叫 Jody Huson 主任，27岁，是当。
She is named Ju Tai, 27 years old.
当地 KIMTTV 的晨间新闻主播，她行。
He is a morning news anchor for KMTTV, a local TV station.
形象亲切，平时。
He is approachable.
总是拿着话筒和摄像机出现在新闻现场。可
I am always seen with the microphone and camera in the news scene.
那天早上，他
This morning,
没有在当天的新闻节目出现。他
He didn't appear on the news program that day.
他家距离电视台只有5分钟车程。
His house is only a 5-minute drive from the TV station.
不是打电话问他怎么还没到。Jody 接起电话后说
A colleague called him and asked how he was doing. He picked up the phone. Say,
自己马上就出门。可
I'm about to leave.
这句话成了他留给这个世界最后的声音。
This sentence became his last voice to the world.
他失踪了。
He disappeared.
他的红色跑车还停在公寓楼下。
His red sports car was still parked outside the apartment building.
车门旁散落着一双红色高跟鞋。
A pair of red high heels lay scattered beside the door.
旁边还有吹风机。
There is also a hair dryer nearby.
耳环、发胶以及一把被掰弯的车钥匙。
Earrings and hair gel plus a bent car key.
这些东西不像是他主动放下的。
These things don't seem to be something he intentionally dropped.
更像是他刚走到车边。
More like he just got to the car.
就被什么人突然拦住。
Suddenly stopped by whom?
警方后来判断他很可能是在准备上车时被人强行带走。
The police later determined that he was likely abducted while preparing to get into the car.
有邻居回忆，那天
According to a neighbor's recollection,
清晨听到一声尖叫。
I heard a scream in the morning.
还有目击者说。
Witnesses also said that
在附近看到一辆白色厢式货车。
I saw a white van nearby.
可是等警方赶到 ，Jody 已经消失了。
However, when the police arrived on Sunday, he had already disappeared.
现场没有留下足够清楚的指纹。
There were no sufficient clear fingerprints left at the scene.
也没有能够直接锁定某人的 DNA. 那个年代
There wasn't a way to directly lock down someone's DNA back then.
公寓外也没有监控。一个本该去播报新闻的人
There was no surveillance camera outside the apartment, and a person who should have been reporting the news was nowhere to be seen.
就这样成了新闻本身。
That became the news itself.
从那以后，警方查过很多方向。
After that, the police investigated many directions.
其中一个反复出现的名字是 John Vanes.
One name that keeps appearing is John Vanes.
他是 Jody 的朋友。
He is a friend of Ju.
也被认为可能是最后见到他活着的人。
He was also considered to be the last person to see him alive.
据报道
According to reports,
周迪失踪前一晚曾去他那里看自己生日派对的录像。
Before he disappeared, John had gone to his house to watch the recording of his birthday party.
但凡瑟斯否认和案件有关，表示
However, any denial or case related to the case.
一直积极配合地方、州和联邦调查人员的调查。
Always cooperate with local and federal investigators.
但他的名字并没有随着时间消失。
But his name did not disappear with time.
2017年。
2017.
警方还曾申请搜查令。
The police also applied for a search warrant.
希望获取与他有关车辆的 GPS 数据。
I want to obtain GPS data related to this vehicle.
后来公开的信息显示
Later information was revealed that
调查人员确实围绕他的行踪做过追查。
Investigators have indeed been tracking his movements.
2024年12月
December 2024
John Vance 去世。
James Vance has passed away.
这条线也断了。所有调查
This line breaks all investigations.
最终没有带来任何起诉。
Ultimately, no lawsuit was filed.
没有人被逮捕。
No one was arrested.
也没有人
No one.
因为周迪的失踪被定罪。
Because Jude Dye was convicted of his disappearance.
到了2025年。
In 2025.
这起30年前的冷案又被一部纪录片重新推到公众面前。ABC 和 Hulu 的纪录片。
This cold case, which was 30 years old, has been brought back into the public eye by a documentary produced by ABC and Hulu.
他最后的播报。
His last broadcast.
周迪·胡森楚伟绑架案中出现了另一个男子的名字。
The name of another man appeared in the kidnapping case of Jude Dye Hussein.
这个名字来自 Jody 的童年好友 Patty Niemeyer. Patty 说
This name comes from Patty Niemeyer, a childhood friend of Jude Dye.
他怀疑自己的前夫 Bright Miller-Burt.
He suspected his former husband, Bright Miller-Burt.
可能与 Jody 的失踪有关
Possibly related to Jude Dye's disappearance.
Miller-Burt 曾因为相关线索进入警方视野。
Miller Byrne was once in the police's field of view due to related clues.
Patty 还提到他的外貌。
Patty also mentioned his appearance.
与警方当年没有公开的嫌疑人画像相似。这句话让案件重新掀起波澜。
The statement that the suspect's appearance resembles the one that the police did not publicly release has caused the case to be re-examined.
因为说出怀疑的人
Because the person who expresses doubt
不是陌生网友
Not a stranger
也不是普通旁观者
Not just an ordinary bystander
而是周迪从小一起长大的发小
Instead, they were childhood friends who grew up together
可是 Miller Byrne 坚持自己无辜公开报道中也没有显示他被正式起诉
However, our investigation and the public report did not show that he was formally charged.
警方同样没有公开确认。
The police also have not publicly confirmed.
他就是嫌疑人。所以到目前为止
He is the suspect and he can be arrested.
这仍然只是纪录片带出的线索和怀疑。
This is still just the clues and suspicions brought out by the documentary.
不是结论。
Not a conclusion.
真正说明这起案件还没有彻底变冷。
This indicates that the case has not yet been completely closed.
是警方这些年的动作。
This is the police's actions in recent years.
2024年。
2024.
年，调查人员曾到明尼苏达州 Winstead 搜索一处地点。
Investigators had searched a location in WDDST, Minnesota.
2025年。
2025.
他们又再次返回那里。
They returned there again.
这一次，警方动用了受训犬。
This time, the police used trained dogs.
还在犬只表现出兴趣的区域使用机械进行挖掘
Use machinery to excavate in areas where interest has only just been shown
那里刚好有一处房屋被拆除
There was a house that had been demolished
也就是说
That is to say
30年后警方不止翻旧档案
30 years later the police not only reviewed old files
还在挖地可挖地三尺也依然没有发现周迪，没有遗体。
Still, after digging 3 feet deep, there was still no sign of July's body.
没有新证据。
No new evidence.
也没有答案。
There is no answer.
与此同时。
At the same time,
关于就搜查令及警方掌握的线索是否应该公开。
Regarding whether the search warrant and the police's possession of evidence should be made public.
也引发争议。
This also caused controversy.
有私家侦探认为
Some private detectives believe that
公开更多资料
Provide more information
也许能让公众帮忙发现新线索
Perhaps it can help the public find new clues.
但周丽的家人并不赞成
However, July's family did not approve.
他们担心
They are worried.
哪怕只公开一点
Even if only a little is revealed
也可能毁掉警方最后能用的牌
This could also ruin the last card the police have to play
这也是这起案子最让人难受的地方
This is also the most frustrating thing about this case
他已经过去30年
He has been in this field for over 30 years
却仍然无法让亲历此案的人放下
However, it still cannot make those who experienced the case let go.
对警方来说
For the police,
他不是一份封存的旧卷宗
He is not a pile of old files.
对家属来说
For relatives,
1995年6月27日清晨是他们永远的噩梦
June 27, 1995, early morning was their nightmare.
周丽的家人说
According to the family of Zeus
只有当周丽被找到正义
Only when Zootopia is found to be just
得到伸张时
When stretched
他们家族才会真正获得平静
Their family will finally find peace
可直到今天周丽去了
Until today Zeus has gone
哪里还是埋在哪
Where is it buried or where?
依然是个谜。
Still a mystery.
他那天本该走进电视台。
He was supposed to go to the TV station that day.
坐在镜头前开始一天的晨间新闻。
Start the day with a morning news broadcast in front of the camera.
可最后他自己成了失踪新闻。
Finally, he himself became a missing person.
被反复播报了30年。
Repeatedly broadcast for 30 years.